all of government is very much on board between Micheál Martin and Minister Thomas Byrne and certainly Catherine Martin from the Green Party. So this is a cross-party support for this very exciting infrastructural grant, which will hopefully make the Sligo Rovers a 6,000 all-seater stadium and all the various options that will bring much more families to the showgrounds. And I just want to pay tribute to Tommy Higgins and Tom O'Kelly and indeed the late Tommy Gorman and all of the management team in Sligo Rovers for the very professional approach to trying to secure funding, but also in many other ways, which have investor passport programs to get funding as well. So hopefully everything will be in place. And again, I want to thank Taoiseach Simon Harris, but also Minister Catherine Martin from the Green Party for, and Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Thomas Byrne, and indeed many, many more for their unwavering support towards this project. And I hope that in the coming weeks and months that this project will be announced and then and funding for this project will be announced. And I generally think that Sligo Rovers are in a very, very great position to get funding for this exciting project.
An extensive project though, Deputy Feehan. We're talking probably a long time before we see it actually completed.
Well, again, a lot of the groundwork has been done. As I said, there's a lot of moving parts to this exciting application. But again, effectively, the large-scale sporting infrastructure fund, of which will be announced in the coming weeks, I would certainly feel that Sligo Rovers, as the only cooperative club, certainly along with the Bohemians in the West, they deserve that support. And we look at in Dublin, the one thing you've had, Bohemians are being supported by Dublin City Council. You have Shamrock Rovers being supported by South Dublin Council, and then many of the other League of Ireland clubs have major benefactors. But Sligo Rovers is a community-owned club. It's a community club, and it's a co-op, and they need all support from government. And as I have always said, and parity esteemed, Sligo Rovers as a club in the West and the North West, they deserve support, and I believe government will be forthcoming with that support in the coming weeks and months.